Hello, it's Ursula here with a quick ad for my new ebook, The Soul Midwife. It's a Victorian Gothic novel ideal for a bit of escapism. As a listener to this podcast, you can use the code HypnoSOS50 for a 50% discount on the cover price. You can also find all this information in the episode notes. Thanks so much for listening, and now back to the podcast. Hello, I'm Ursula James. I'm a hypnotherapist and author and patron of Anxiety UK. Welcome to HypnoSOS, short hypnosis sessions to help you get through the day. There are lots to choose from with different subjects from stress management, reducing anxiety, better sleep, and many more. Each episode is around 15 minutes long, containing relaxation and lots of positive but different suggestions each week. It is important for you to know that you are and you remain in control throughout the session, and that you do not do anything else while listening to the hypnosis, especially not driving. Finally, you can learn more about me, MP3s I offer on different subjects from phobias through smoking to anxiety and weight loss, on my website. You'll also find my books, and there's access to a free online self-hypnosis course there. Just go to ursulajames.com. In this week's HypnoSOS, I'm going to make some suggestions to help you ground yourself, to feel more stable, more secure, and more able to deal with anything, anyone, or any situation. You know the way. Sit down or lie down if you haven't already. Gently close your eyes and breathe. Three nice, deep breaths, nice and slow, nice and easy, and continue to focus in on your breathing. It will help you to let go of the outside world. It will help you to let go of any unnecessary nervous tension, for as you breathe out, you can let go of any tension stored anywhere in your body. Let it go. Breathe it out now. All the way, breathe it out. And your in-breath centers you, helps you focus on your inner world. An inner space in which you have complete privacy. You can be safe, secure, and comfortable. A place where you can reinforce your boundaries. You can let go of anything that would disturb or bother you. You can fully ground yourself. And it is important to remember that there are many ways in which you can do this. A walk in nature. Reconnecting with the earth. Looking up at the sky. Or out to the horizon if you can. All of these things helps you. Helps you to ground yourself. Helps you to find your place in this vast world. And to recognize that, although you are a part of this world, your inner space is apart from that, and in it you can be anything you need to be to help you to ground yourself. Even sitting or lying down and focusing momentarily on your breath helps you reconnect. Reconnect with the substance beneath you. And as you breathe out, you can breathe out any unnecessary nervous tension out beneath you, and through it out into the earth itself. Not just grounding you, but connecting you. Helping you feel strong. And helping you to remember that part of feeling grounded is reconnecting with that which is natural. Activities, sights, contact, human touch, a sense of what it is to be real, a person, and able to do all of these things. And so we can ground ourselves through each of our senses, through what we listen to and choose to hear. Listen to the sounds of nature. Through what we see, look at the sights that are beautiful, free, and how we feel. To stroke your own arm or that of a loved one. Or a pet, or beautiful fabric. Stimulate your senses, and through them, ground yourself. A wonderful shower or peaceful bath, a swim. So many ways in which we can reconnect with that which reminds us we are human, connected and grounded, and through this grounding to recognize what is important, truly important. How important it is to reach out and give kindness. How important it is to reach out and ask for the kindness of others. For just as the tree's roots grow ever deeper, deeper, deeper still, we now know that those roots connect to the roots of those around them. the tree, even seemingly in isolation, reaches out and seeks out others to communicate with them, to sustain them, to gather information, to be safe. And by grounding yourself in these moments, you reconnect with that which is natural to you, and you let go of anything that could be harmful, painful, something you cannot deal with at the moment, or something over which you have no power. Letting it go not only grounds you, but helps you also to feel lighter, stronger, more at peace. Take a moment now in the silence, aware of your body, just connect. And through this connection, you stimulate connections of thought in your mind. There's wonderful neurological connections reaching out to each other to stimulate you, to help you grow, to strengthen you, and to help you to remember what's important and what isn't. And in a few moments in time, I will wake you, fully wake you. But before I do, I want to remind you that these moments that you've taken will help you grow in strength, will help you reach out and give and take, grounding you, giving you strength and the stability to grow. You will hear me count from 1 to 10. And at the count of 8, your eyes will naturally and easily open. And at the count of 10, you'll be fully wide awake. All normal, healthy and appropriate sensations and responses will be back. And you will feel fine, better, stronger, more grounded, more present, more real. Remember, you have control. So ready? 1, 2, 3, more aware. 4, 5, 6, more alert. 7, 8, eyes open, wide open. 9 and 10. Have a really good stretch. Rest a moment before getting on with your day. Thank you for listening. And if you'd like to show your appreciation, a review is always wonderful. Please rate and share. Once again, thank you.